This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. In a season of high expectations for two Vermont college hockey teams, one has been slow to find its stride out of the gate, while the other's biggest challenge may be living up to its own high mark of success. The University of Vermont Catamounts are just 2-4 to start the season, and the Norwich Cadets are still basking in the glow of their 2017 Division III championship. It's a title they will celebrate when they open their season this weekend at Kreitzberg Arena in Northfield. With us now for a peek at the local puck scene as it gets into high gear this weekend is our sports correspondent, Andy Gardner. Andy, great to speak with you.
Always nice to join you, Mitch.
So, UVM, not off to the start they wanted or that was projected. Where did most of the puck pundits have UVM ranked before the season started, and what happened to get them off to this 2-4 start?
Well, preseason polls, both media and coaches had them sixth in the league, which was where they finished last year, just on the edge of being a serious contender for a higher seed. They've just completed the intro part of their season, so to speak. They'll open Hockey East play this weekend against New Hampshire. But they had six games. They went 2-4, which capped off with a lost weekend in Ann Arbor. They've dropped two games to storied University of Michigan program, losing badly the first night 4-1. And then having a players-only meeting that Saturday morning that resulted in a much stronger effort on Saturday, but two late goals resulted in a 3-2 loss and have left them really looking to find their footing right now.
So has Coach Kevin Sneddon identified any aspects of the game that he wants to get a focus on here?
Well, the one bright spot has been the play of sophomore goalie Steph Lekas, who's been very, very strong, has kept them in games when they probably should have been really looking at some tough situations. But he's been having to do a lot of the heavy lifting. They've had inconsistent efforts from period to period, and teams have just kind of dictated the tempo. Ross Colton, a sophomore who had a very strong freshman season, has been good on the goal scoring. He's got 5 goals, but the rest of the offense has been spotty. And again, Sneddon just wants them to be able to play 60 minutes of hockey their way and not be dictated to by what the opponent's doing.
Doesn't UVM have a lot of returning players and veteran leadership this year? I mean, who's got to step it up for the Catamounts?
Well, Craig Puffer is a guy, a junior, that I think needs going to be a big role. They have a 12-player freshman class that still is kind of finding its way, but a guy to look for there, I think, might be Max Kaufman. He's got 2 goals already this season and has shown some nice signs.
As you mentioned, they're about to play UNH, and that is no easy task, right? They're off to a good start.
Well, UNH was actually picked to finish 8th in preseason, but the Wildcats have roared out of the gate. They're 5-1 overall and already are 2-0 in Hockey East play with a pair of wins against very highly regarded UMass Lowell. So the Catamounts will have a chance to get things refocused and get a step in the right direction against the Wildcats.
In Division III now, let's switch over there. The Norwich Cadets ready to defend another national championship. Are they returning with much of their title-winning roster intact?
Yes and no, Mitch. They lost 10 seniors from last year's championship team, which lost only 1 game. And a lot of that was the offensive scoring. And they had an unusual situation for the last 2 years in that Coach Mike McShane had split the goaltending duties between 2 guys, Ty Reichenbeck and Braden Opchuk. And Braden is back and will start all by himself this year because Ty has graduated. Braden was 16-0-0 last year, and as McShane says, he's going to have to be really good for them to be good this year. But the cupboard isn't completely bare. They have a very strong returning score in a forward, Kevin Salvucci, who had 21 goals and 18 assists last year. And Coach McShane, who's coached at St. Lawrence and Providence at the D1 level, says that Salvucci is the fastest player he's ever coached, regardless of division. So they're going to raise the banner against Salve Regina. They're going to be in the mix. Look for them to be very competitive. But as Coach McShane said, when he started at D3 23 years ago, there were maybe 8 schools that could win the title. Now he thinks it's 5 times that many. So it's going to be a competitive situation.
Let's talk about the women for a moment. There's been hope for steady improvement in women's hockey over at UVM. No one expects an immediate turnaround for that program, but how's the team doing early on?
Well, they're, again, a little bit of a sputtering start. 2-5 overall, 1-3 in Hockey East play. play, but a couple of one-goal losses. And just this past weekend, they played the always powerful BC. They were tied in the third period before a couple of late goals did them in. I think that this is a team that still has a pretty good upside, and they do have a really outstanding player in Yves-Audrey Picard. Keep an eye on her. She's got 5 goals already, and Coach Jim Plumer says that she's a real game changer. She can do things that they just have not been able to do since Amanda Pelkey graduated some years ago.
The Norwich women may be in a bit of a shadow because of the men's team, but a pretty strong squad there.
Yeah, the cadets reached the NCAA semifinals last year before falling, and they're going to be right in their conference hunt again, particularly because they have the reigning Division III New England Player of the Year coming back, defender Kim Tiberi. So she'll be at the center of what the cadets do.
The Plattsburgh women, of course, are like the New York Islanders teams of the early 1980s that won 4 Stanley Cups in a row. Any chance they can be stopped this year?
They are just a juggernaut for sure. They're a 4-time defending national champion. The preseason Division III poll just came out. They got every vote for number one in that. They are going for a 7th overall title this year. And they have 2 terrific scorers back in Melissa Sheeran and Kayla Manahan. Together, they had 52 goals and 41 assists last year. So the Cardinals are going to be able to score. Their biggest question mark is all-everything goalie Camille Leonard graduated, and they're going to need to find somebody to step in there.
That's our sports correspondent, Andy Gardner. You can read his article about the new hockey season on our website, vpr.net. Andy, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Mitch.